Out to the top for Holloway. 16 to shoot for Auburn. 8:26 in the second. Auburn by 13. Broome to the hole. Yes!
I'm glad he scored because they fouled him three times on the last time down the floor.
The assist from Denver Jones. 23rd 20-point game for Jahni Broome here tonight. 56-41 Tigers. Here. Auburn's leading scorer tonight, an Auburn career high. 30 points on the night. As the Tigers win it, talking about Jahni Broome, another double-double, 30 and 13. I know when you walked over to do the post-game TV, I think you said something to Damian Fashback, like, I told you this was going to be a big night. What was the indicator for you that it was going to be a big night for you?
I saw him earlier, you know, and he was kind of like, you know, he's calling the game tonight. And, you know, just pulling a show. And I kind of, you know, that's why I said that. That's all that was.
Okay. What went into your show tonight, 30 points and 13 rebounds?
My teammates. You know, I can't thank them enough, my coaches. You know, we knew how it was going to impact ball screens, and they're going to hedge them. So, you know, just give me the ball, make me be a playmaker. And I got a couple of easy ones, you know. But I feel like my teammates put me in position, you know, to make plays.
What was the key to the quick start? Because I think we all thought, wow, is there going to be any rust? Because this team hadn't played, you guys hadn't played in 8 days.
You see what we playing at, the jungle? You know, all this was packed out.
Yes, I do. I can understand that.
The jungle gave us this energy, you know. Yeah. Once you get that first bucket and the crowd started going crazy, now we just feeding off that. We feeding off one another's energy, and it's just a great feeling.
Yeah. This was a team in Virginia Tech that only averaged 10 turnovers a game. They were turning teams over, 14. You guys turned... You turned that on them tonight. What was the key to the turnover game for the Tigers?
Just playing with effort and energy, you know, and having one another's back, you know, and I feel like that led us in the right direction, you know, playing fast and transition and getting out of going.
Did you know you had 30 points? Did you know where you were two under your career high?
Two under my career high?
Your Morehead State career high.
OEC, did you know that? Championship.
Yeah.
I didn't know I had 30. You know, my teammates, you know, like Dylan, Chad, Aiden, Trey, Katie, Dan, they all came to me like, bro, you got 25, you got 27. You got to get one bucket. I'm like, all right, bet. And I had 28, and it was like, bro, you getting the ball. I'm like, okay. So then I scored, and it was just a good moment to have. And, you know, I came off the court. They all jumped me.
Right.
So
saw that.
That's a great feeling. You know, they're more happier than I am. Got in the locker room, they jumped me again. Yeah, I might have a couple bruises, but, you know, it's a great feeling when your teammates are, you know, happier than you.
Right. All right, back on the road this week. You know you'll go into a hostile atmosphere come Sunday afternoon. Right back to work for this ball club, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Congratulations.
We're going to be ready for it, though. War Eagle.
Couture has it. Penetrates. Ball knocked away. Beacon Mazzara on a breakaway to the hole. Left-hand hammer!
Well, that is as good a point on defense as you'll see. Just stolen and... slammed in on the other end. Great play.
64-43 Tigers. 5.5 minutes to go. Auburn by 21. Chad Baker Mazzara with 15 points and 4 rebounds, 3 assists as well for Chad Baker Mazzara, who now joins us. War Eagle. Quite an effort tonight. What goes into the energy and the effort in a game like this one for Chad Baker Mazzara?
So anytime I'm out the court, every problem that I have in my head goes away, and I'm just like a happy kid, just enjoying the moment, like blessed to be out here, because where I come from, there's a lot of kids who wish was had my opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I try to embrace that and, you know, play for them kids that I wish could be here one day. And then my mom's in the stands, so that's literally extra motivation right there.
Wonderful.
She don't get to see me play live as often, so just seeing her out there smile and making her proud is just... I get that crackhead energy in me, and then my teammates is yelling, and just a combination of just a lot of good, great emotions that just makes me just keep on going.
Your joy on the court comes through. I mean, you can tell that, that you're having a good time and feeding off this big crowd tonight.
Yes, sir, I do. How to say it, this is my first time in the jungle playing this year, and so far, how the guy said it before, they were like, man, you never played in the crowd like this. And
right.
So far, every time I come out here, I'm like, just wow. And it's just amazing just being part of it.
How long has your mom been here?
She's been here for like a week now.
Okay.
She's still got a couple more days, thankfully, and then she's going back home.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it must be nice to have your mother here watching you play.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah. It's a dream come true to me because, you know, they come from the Dominican Republic, and And it's just great that she able to make that trip and come and see me play in college.
That's wonderful. You guys, it was your first game in 8 days. What was the key to the quick start tonight, Chad?
Just to be honest, I was a little surprised, too. When a coach called me in, I'm always ready to go. It don't matter if it's second in the game, or coaches always tell me, hey, just be ready to go, because usually at the beginning of the games, we usually make quick subs and stuff like that just to keep everybody fresh, make a different feel, see what's going on. But I'm just always ready to attend call, just be get up and ready to go.
Give a big war eagle to your mother for us, all right?
War eagle, mama. Te amo.
Congratulations.
Baker Mazzara underneath Cardwell against Poti to the top. KD three. No. Rebound slam missed by Baker Mazzara. Donaldson three. Got it.
Woo. That'll put the fans.
What a wild series of plays. Congratulations. A start to end game. You never trailed in this one tonight, Coach. Congratulations.
Yeah. What a wonderful start. What a great crowd. We needed a great crowd. The energy was amazing. Are you enjoying God Bless America?
Yes.
At the beginning of the and then the national anthem. There's nobody in the country doing both in basketball. And I think it's wonderful that Auburn is doing it and giving some thought to the guys that are over there protecting us and praying for our country. And I thought our kids were excited about playing. I was pleased because, you know, we didn't get North Carolina. We didn't get Duke. You know, we didn't get Virginia or, you know, Miami. You know, we got a really, really good team and a really well-coached team and a team that nobody wants to play against. Nobody wants to play against them because they're too well-coached. They're too physical. They're too tough. But I think Coach will tell you, we guard them really well. Guard them really hard. Made it hard for them to run their stuff. And I really appreciate the kids, you know, playing with such effort and energy.
I know you were concerned a little bit about rust at the start of this one. I didn't see that tonight for your ball club.
No, I thought it was good. I thought it was really good. Obviously, you know, Jedi Broom was the best player on the floor, and that's what an all-conference player is supposed to play like. And I think the biggest thing was, you know, Jedi came back from Thanksgiving, and I think that, you know, I think he made a decision. We had some conversations and things like that, but I think he made a decision that it wasn't going to be because of his effort and his energy and things like that where he was going to not be able to perform. And so he didn't take possessions off. He fronted the post like crazy. The young man kid was 2 for 6. He's a really good player. He shoots 75% from the field. That young man, number 15. Chennai did a great job of keeping the ball out of his hands, as did Dylan. And then when he got it, he walled him up. He stayed vertical. He made him score through his chest. He played physically, which I thought was really, really good. And, you know, then obviously, you know, he's got great gifts and, you know, played really well.
Baker Mazzara off the bench in the first half. Trey Donaldson off the bench in the second half.
Yep.
Two big sparks for you tonight.
Yeah, you know, I got to go back in the locker room because I want to make sure that somebody doesn't let Chad Baker leave. Marlene, don't let Chad Baker leave. I want to see him, please. All right, good. Make sure I see him. Because I didn't point him out in the locker room. He should have. Because I tell you what, I trust Chad so much. We put the ball in his hands now as a playmaker. He's able to make plays. He's able to pass the ball out of ball screens. And he's got a really heavy IQ. I'm on him pretty good because I think he's got greatness in him. I really do. And then I got to tell you what, Trey Donaldson played tremendously. Aiden is one of only 18 top 100 high school players in the country in a Power 5 school averaging double-digit minutes, double-digit points. That number has been 16 to 18 for the last 3 years. Freshman in a Power 5. There are a lot of freshmen that are doing well around the country, but not in Power 5s. He's one of 18 that have a double-digit minutes, double-digit point. Didn't have it tonight. Just didn't have it tonight. And that's what a great team does. And Trey did. Dylan Cardwell was incredible, like in New York, and in the last game. Okay, and then again, Chennai was, you know, played like an All-American tonight. Dylan Cardwell and Aiden Holloway were the two guys on the bench that were rooting for those guys as much as anybody. So pleased with the effort, pleased with the energy, pleased with the chemistry. We didn't shoot it very well. We did not shoot it very well. I don't think we executed. I think we took Denver would be an example of that, even though Denver only got, you know, whatever he got, he only got, you know, four shots. I thought two of them were just too contested and too early, and if he'd come off them a little bit. So I think and one mores need to be the way to go. I was very pleased with Denver getting to the foul line six times. You know, he rebounded the ball, he defended well, he got downhill, and he's a great shooter. So getting him to the foul line six times, he had five, you know, defensive rebounds, didn't turn it over. You know, he was really, really solid out there defensively, and you know, so anyways, it was a good, you know, good overall, you know, team effort. And that's a good team. That Virginia Tech team will finish in the top six of the ACC, six or seven. They'll finish in the upper division of the ACC. I'm confident to that.
Did your team pass the physical test tonight in your mind?
I thought we did. I definitely thought we did because, Virginia Tech, like Clemson, they've got a culture. We all have a culture, and their culture is physical, tough, hard-nosed. And we were able to, I don't think we, you know, necessarily got pushed around. We lost the battle of the boards, but only by four. And so I think that was a little bit of an issue. We got to do a better job with our rebounding. But to turn that team over.
You beat me to it.
21 times, really got so much offense out of our defense. And then we took care of the ball. They're turning people over 14 times. We only turned it over eight times. So we did a pretty good job of taking care of the ball. I'll go back and look at some of our shots. We took too many tough twos, and we didn't finish enough of our tough twos in there other than Janai and Chad Baker.
All right, get ready now to head on
and
the
Trey.
Road. And Trey, yes. And get ready to go on the road, and you expect a packed house on Sunday.
Yeah, obviously nobody in college basketball at the Power 5 level goes on the road and plays mid-majors except Auburn. And the reason for that is just sometimes you just don't want to do it. It's the right thing to do. Yeah. And we went to Murray State, and we've been to UAB on the road at their place, and we're going to Boone to play Appy State, a good Appy State team. And by the way, if anybody's like wants to go up to the mountains, there's some really cool places to go. It's supposed to be a little bit of snow maybe this weekend. It'll be beautiful up there in the mountains. Come on, I need you up there. I need witnesses up there. And then, of course, next week in Atlanta, we play the Hoosiers. And there are still tickets available. They've sold 11,000 tickets to that game in Atlanta. So it should be a great, great environment. So two great opportunities for our fans to see our teams. And we sold Outlive T-shirts tonight. We sold Outlive T-shirts tonight for the first time. Thank you. And we're going to have them again on sale for the next game, but you can obviously go online. I think it's an incredible Christmas gift.
It's a good-looking shirt.
It's my favorite shirt we've got so far this year. And last year, as you guys know, we gave away $250,000 to just people in the state of Alabama that couldn't afford their medication or had to make a mortgage payment or, you know, had to miss work to do the treatment. And I'd love to double that if we can. We're going to make a big contribution ourselves this year to Outlive. So thank you for buying your T-shirts and go online at outlive.com.
Congratulations on this one, War Eagle.
Okay, thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bruce Pearl.